the early church struggled with how to understand God. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his followers that the Spirit of truth will guide them to all truth. The Feast of the Holy Trinity is an example of how the Spirit has led the church to the truth about who is God. Early Christians lived within the Roman culture, with its many different gods. The Christian scriptures spoke of God as Father, Jesus as Son, and the Holy Spirit. How were those three images of God to be understood? The church wrestled with different opinions about God. We call these heresies. The heresy of Docetism viewed Jesus as only God and not human. The Arian heresy thought Jesus was created rather than eternal. The heresy of tritheism thought there were three separate gods. The heresy of modalism thought God played three different roles. It was not until the Council of Nicaea in 325 that Christianity agreed on the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Through heated discussion and dialogue, the Holy Spirit helped the church clarify the doctrine of the Trinity. The Spirit will continue to help clarify what it means that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Another example of how the Holy Spirit guides the church to all truth is the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, which was defined as church doctrine only in 1854. Only after centuries, during a difficult time in history, was this doctrine clarified. The Second Vatican Council, which began in 1963, is still another example of how the Holy Spirit guides the church. Other examples are the teachings and encyclicals of the popes, such as Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si on the care of our common home. The Holy Spirit works not only within the church, but within the whole world. Today we are aware of new insights from science, such as the unimaginable expanse of the universe, quantum physics, subatomic particles, DNA, evolution, and the emergence of ancient humanity. The church reflects on these new discoveries and wrestles with how to integrate these new insights into its own understanding of God. The church is not anti-science and anti-learning. You may know that even today, the Vatican has a telescope in Safford, Arizona on Mount Graham, exploring the cosmos. Benedictine monasticism preserved much truth through the centuries of darkness after the fall of the Roman Empire. You may also know that the great universities, which emerged in the 12th and 13th centuries, grew out of Benedictine monastic schools. The Spirit guides us to all truth, as we are open to the truth, whether from within the church or from some other source like science. Many people today are seeking a new spiritual path. They explore a wide variety of rituals and beliefs when they do not seem to find the church speaking to their needs. Some have abandoned the church, thinking only science can lead them to the truth. They may try to find their path in strange ways, such as New Age spirituality, astrology, extreme thrills, satanic worship, or even in violent supremacist groups. Although many people are seeking a new spiritual path, this does not guarantee they will arrive at the truth. Over 2,000 years, the Church, guided by the Spirit, has come to possess deep truth about God and humanity. The Church remains a reliable source of truth and guidance for humanity. we tend to resist what is new. We want to hold on to what we have always known. For us who follow Christ today, we need not be afraid of trusting the Gospels and the Church as the way the Holy Spirit is guiding us to all truth. We need not be afraid of the advances in science which enlighten us about the world. The Spirit of Truth will continue to guide the Church toward truth through its prayer, study, and dialogue with a broader world seeking truth. Jesus reminds us, when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you to all truth. The Spirit will declare to you the things that are coming. The Spirit will glorify me. The Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you.